There are certain things that we know, we just know. And there's some things that we understand, but we don't know. Because we understand the importance of a relationship with God. And then on occasions, we know the importance of a relationship with God. When the Holy Spirit bears witness, you know. I mean, it's just sort of a thing that it's not like it comes and goes, but it comes like it is highlighted. It's like if you read Scripture, and when you're reading Scripture, and all of a sudden you read a Scripture, and that Scripture is highlighted, you know, that's a moment for rejoicing. Because that's the Holy Spirit highlighting something, revealing something, speaking something. Whatever He is speaking, we need to pay attention to it. We need to remember, Jesus breathed on the disciples and He said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Something important about that, or Jesus wouldn't have done that, wouldn't have said that. Jesus had already told them about, look, it's best that I go away, because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit won't come. And so somehow Jesus put great importance on the Holy Spirit coming. Does that mean that Holy Spirit is greater than Jesus? No. It just means that Holy Spirit was coming with something more that Jesus wanted us to have. Because God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three in one. It's so simple, and yet so difficult. It's to understand by knowledge, but to comprehend with all of our being is a continual thing. I was praying as I was thinking about this, and so I was talking. I remember where I was. I was turning the corner to come into the driveway into the garage, and I'd been talking Holy Spirit about, you know, I hope that I haven't been neglecting you. I don't totally comprehend, you know, the separation and the union. You know, I pray sometimes, and I pray Father in Jesus' name, and sometimes I say, oh Lord Jesus, and sometimes I say Holy Spirit, and they're one. The Holy Spirit said, I'm God, you're not neglecting me. But there's a reason to accentuate all three. Holy Spirit was who Jesus said, He's going to lead you into all truth. If I want the truth, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to lead me into all truth. It's the Spirit of the living God, but Jesus wanted us to understand that because He lives in us, it's in us. And because it's in us, then we just need to open ourselves to the truth. If you want understanding, that's where we get understanding, because it dwells in us. Your word have I hid in my heart. David had a glimpse of it. David had a understanding of it without experiencing what we do. He saw it in the future, and I got to think that when he saw it in the future, he had to wonder how it was going to be. Revelation. John must have read what he wrote down, knowing that he wrote down what he was supposed to write down, wondering how in the world that was going to make any sense to people. And to this day, we wonder, how is that going to make any sense to people? And I do remember a long, long time ago when there was a book, and the title of it was the Revelation Revealed. And I thought, this would be a good thing. And I read it, And apparently what I know wasn't that it wasn't right, it's just that it still wasn't revealed to me. There were a few things that made some sense, but there still was a lot that didn't make any sense. But I know God will work that all out. And so while some could well spend their whole life trying to figure that out, it's really odd to me how many people who've never bothered to read the Bible, have never had a relationship with God, all of a sudden, they want to start with Revelation. Because they need to understand that. And that just seems to me like it's kind of an urge to have everything under control, and it ain't going to happen. I mean, people that just get saved and all of a sudden they want to visit at the jail and they want to know, do you know a revelation? I said, I know where it is in the Bible. I pretty well comprehend chapters 1, 2, and 3. And the very end, I comprehend that he's going to come and everything's going to be established. And a lot that's in between, I just say, okay, I keep reading it. And I have to be honest with you, once I'm done with chapter 3, I read it a lot faster. But I read it. And I go back over it. And it's fine. But I think, I always tell them, read John and get to know Jesus. Read John and receive the Holy Spirit. See, welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome. We are a church that we really have. We've experienced a lot of things from the Holy Spirit. A lot of things from the presence of God. A lot of things. And he's done a lot of things that we don't even know that he has done. But the thing is that the things are the things. And the things are wonderful. And the Bible says to desire the spiritual gifts. And the Bible says quench not the spirit and keep doing everything. But the things, once the things are over, the things are over. That's just the way that it is. Miracles, a lot of people receive miracles. I mean, and there really are miracles. We a miracle is if you're drawn to God, that's a miracle. And if you're healed, that's a miracle. And all kinds of things, those are miracles. And some things we would like to consider to be greater miracles than other miracles, but the presence of God is a miracle. And we sometimes, we want a miracle because we need a miracle. And so if we get a miracle, then the miracle is done and it's over. And we may, we should, we well should maintain that as a testimony. We should have that to look what the Lord has done. He touched my body. He healed my mind. He saved me just in time. That's a great miracle. But if we lose the joy, if we lose the power, if we lose the reality of how big that is, then it just becomes old. And you may think that nobody wants to hear about how you got saved, and you're wrong, because somebody wants to hear about how you got saved. And everybody could stand to have the opportunity. They just could. And when we have the opportunity, it should be a joyous experience. In other words, it should reflect that we're pretty happy about it. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. I mean, I am. But somehow or another, things can settle. The weight of the world pushes the sugar to the bottom. And we know. And we also know when we really don't know, We know when the sugar's gone to the bottom. We know when we need to be stirred up. And we know that we like being stirred up. We like the presence of God. We like the joy of the Lord. We like the revelation of God. We like the being stirred up, but we are busy. You know? I mean, you all know all that stuff. And you all know by the Holy Spirit, you know what part you need the most. And it doesn't have to be, you know, I think sometimes about our Wednesday nights used to be just drunken things. We'd have young people come from the park and walk in the door and fall on the floor. And it was just precious. And we'd be all hanging out at the altar and it'd be just precious. And then there'd be a bunch of ladies there laughing and giggling and enjoying that time. And then somehow or another, we allow life, or we allow the enemy, or we allow something to push that sugar to the bottom. I don't want what was, but I want us open to what is and what is coming. I mean, I want that for me. That's why, yeah, I was thinking to myself as I was talking to the Lord about really the simplicity that is Christ, but wanting to make sure, wanting, you know, some sort of assurance, I want to do this right. I still want to do this right. I want to do my relationship with God right. I'm not afraid of not having it. I just want to do it right. And I know that there's right, and I know that there's even righter. I know that it increases. He increases. I don't want to miss Him increasing. I don't want to sit down somewhere and say, that was good while it lasted. No, 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 it's going to last forever. No, I'm not worried about going to heaven, but sometimes it does us good to just think about how good it is going to be. It is going to be good. But now in this lifetime, there's good, and I want to be a receiver of what's good so that I can be a transmitter of what's good. I want to have what will meet somebody's need, and I want to be open to the Holy Spirit to give me what's going to meet their need. We are need meters, folks. Not metering what people need, but we are need meters. In other words, we have what people need. And so we can wake up in the morning, say, welcome, Holy Spirit, and, you know, just say, I want to meet every need that needs to be met today. And I'm perfectly willing to scatter the need. To scatter what they need, and if it doesn't land on anybody, it'll be out there because the Word of God goes on forever and ever. But we can't quit wanting God. Even though, yes, of course, He's always present, you know. Hey, you can have somebody come to your house and they're present and you really don't want them there. But because you're a Christian, you're congenial. But you know what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit can be present and you don't want what He's serving at that particular time because He might be serving what you don't want. Not in the mood right now. Oh, we can't ever be not in the mood right now for Holy Spirit. For the Father and the Son of Jesus said how important He was. Who are we to say, well, you know. If Jesus said He'll lead me into all truth, then that means He's always present to lead me into truth. He is. I want Him present. But I want to welcome Him to be present. Just like your phone has a caller ID, you can decide who you want to talk to. Sometimes that caller ID shows you somebody and you want to talk to them really bad. And sometimes you have to let it ring just a couple more times. You know, the Holy Spirit just keeps ringing. Because He knows what's good for us. He knows that He's good for us. You see, His presence can make things that we don't understand okay. His presence gives us the opportunity to choose. His presence, or whatever happens to be on our mind, or whatever happens to be on our mind. I'll be honest with you, I have felt just a little bit off for a few days now. Just my physical body has not felt just the way that I would like it to feel. And when my physical body doesn't feel just the way that it likes it to feel, guess what happens? There's an opening that the enemy will come and suggest what it might be. You can have a pain in your wrist and it's a stroke by the time the enemy gets done if you'll let him. You know? Sometimes, no matter what I eat, it'll give me indigestion. And that's okay because, you know, indigestion, you got little Ritalin or whatever those things are, and you can have them. And then Vicky sends me a link that says they're taking them off the market because they could cause cancer. So what I thought was helping me, perhaps it's killing me. But I want to tell you that if they are still on the shelf at Walmart today, I'm going to pick up several. Because they do take care of it. God can heal cancer. So I'm just kidding you. But you see, when you don't feel just right, well, I don't feel just right, I remind God that I know that God is my healer. That's just it. And so I'll receive His healing. I don't care how I feel. I will receive His healing. And I will know that I will catch up with it eventually. But you know, when we were worshiping, man, I felt good. 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 And then I had a little heartburn. And the Lord immediately said, "Don't worry about it." I don't think I do worry about it, but apparently I would let some things come in, some thoughts come in, whatever the case might be. Holy Spirit is there for that minor little no problem thing. I mean, we don't really need God for some little thing like that, do we? I do. I do, I do, I do. I do, I do. I do, I do. I want whatever and however and wherever. I want to do it right, and I can't do it right. The Holy Spirit helps me do it right. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We don't come to a place where we come to a place where we don't need Him in the place. And yet sometimes we begin to maneuver in our lives like we've got it all. We just don't need it all, you know? I mean, I received the Holy Spirit and I spoke in tongues. And I still speak in tongues. And I don't know if I speak in tongues more than you all, but I speak in tongues a lot. And I pray in tongues mostly. Oh, I need the Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. You see, the gift, I can use the gift. Well, some say, well, you can't do it without the Holy Spirit. He gave me the gift. I can use the gift and ignore the giver. I can pray in power. Without really believing any power is released. But the Holy Spirit knows what He's doing. He knows what He's doing. God is able. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. God is able. I don't care what it is. God is able. He is able to complete the good work He's begun in us. He is He who has begun this good work. He's going to complete it. But I want it as fast as I can. You know what I mean? Because see, some people say, oh, I believe that He'll complete it. But they believe that He'll complete it on His time and without me having really any interest in it. That's not true. He wants us to be interested. He wants us to be involved. He wants us to, you know, stir up the relationship. He wants us. You know, I like it when Vicky scratches my back. I really do. That's a hint. No, I'm just kidding. She does, you know. But I don't know. I like it better when I don't have to ask her to scratch my back. You understand? You know? I think God would like us to be intrigued with what he has and entreat him to come. Entreat him to be a part of our lives. Sometimes when I get up early in the morning, it's dark, and I get up and if Mia doesn't happen to already be stirring when I'm stirring, I'm reaching under the covers to find her, because normally she'll be on the corner of the bed, and I pick her up and I let her down. And then I grope around on the floor in the dark and I get my clothes, and I put on my clothes, and then Mia and I go out, and then we, you know, there's certain, it's like it's a ritual. It's like things are done in a certain way. That's just the way that we do them. If I happen to, like this morning, the cat wanted out a little earlier than I wanted to get up, and I got up and I left the dog in the bed. Now, sometimes Mia will wake up when I wake up, and she will think it's time to get up, but apparently she looked at the clock, and she wasn't interested in getting up that early either. So then I put the cat out. I had two dreams. I had two. In one of the dreams, I think John was sitting about the second row up there. And I don't know, I came and I sat in front of him and I turned around and looked at him. He said, "Are you warmed up yet?" I said, "Why, are you cold?" "Yes, I'm cold. Vicky was cold. Everybody was cold." I said, it was like, "Oh God, I forgot to turn on the heat." And so, you know, so I thought at 5 o'clock, I think this is a good time to turn on the heat. So I went, I put the cat out, I went, I came over, I turned on the heat, I got the coffee ready, went back home, and I got into bed, you know. But I really did, I thought that dream was to remind me to turn on the heat. Because otherwise, I'm going to come in here, and people are going to be like this, and they're going to, well, it's my fault, you know. I don't want to give anybody a thing about that, but it was, you know, it was a great thing, got that thing done, you know. And so I give the glory to the Lord. I'm going to say it's God. Other people can say it's not. I don't really care. I'm just going to give glory to God. But I said that, I started to say that for this reason, that sometimes I'm all the way to the kitchen and I'm all the way to the refrigerator getting out the cat food and the dog food when I finally say, "Lord, I have been up this long, and I've been taking care of the dog, and I've been thinking about the cat, and I haven't even said good morning. I'm sorry, Lord." You know? He doesn't slap me, but it's a good reminder to me. I need to get up and start it right. And believe me, there will be another time when the dog's on the floor, I'm out the door, before I say, "Oh, Lord, here I am again." But that's okay, because it's good for us to work and to stir our faith. Paul told Timothy, look, stir up that gift that is within you. Stir up that, you know. The Bible says rejoice. Rejoice. Do it again. Rejoice. Get it going. I'm so glad. I'm really glad that the Lord saved me. That's the biggest miracle of all. And I couldn't have gotten saved unless the Spirit drew me. And I have to tell you that there is no doubt that the Holy Spirit is tenacious and He will not give up. No man can come to the Father. Amen, Lord. That heated the roof up and the snow came off. Hallelujah. But you know, I mean, it's like that's a big deal. It's a big deal. And if it's not a big deal to you, how's it going to be a big deal to anybody else? I drove to Gan Valley yesterday to do a graveside service. They never come to church, but I'm their family pastor. Apparently, I'm always, anybody that dies, I'm the one that does that, you know. And I told them, I said, you know, every single person here had something else they could have done today. And some of you probably even thought it, and some of you spoke it out loud. I know I did. The roads weren't great. The weather wasn't great. I even checked with the guy when the storm was really bad, and I said, are you still doing this on Saturday? Yep, we'll be there at 11. I said, okay, I'll bring my truck so I can be sure to be there. I said, but the reason that I will come, the reason that I will drive this far for this is because somebody here just might be ready to know Jesus. The word might just touch somebody's heart. Something might just get you thinking about the Lord. And so that's why I'm here. And I don't know who or if anyone, but that's okay. When I asked an old classmate of mine 35 years ago, how are things with you and the Lord, I had no idea what it was going to do to her. First thing it did was make her mad. Because I know what you were like, who are you to ask me? But she was in the same youth group I was. She went to the same church I did. And it took some time, but one day she said, that just kept bugging me. Every time I go to church, that would bug me. I said, gee, I didn't mean to. Well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe I did mean to, but she said that would always keep coming back and always keep coming back and always keep coming back. And now I understand. What God's done in your life is important. And if we don't think it's important, then we're not going to transmit it as anything important. And if we don't think that God is able to do what we think that He is able to do, or what we know that He is able to do, then we're going to become less and less and less and less enthusiastic, and we're just going to be in our place. And then we're not going to be aware when the Holy Spirit says, there's ears to hear. Paul looked in the crowd and said, he could see that guy had faith to be healed. How could he tell that guy had faith to be healed? He didn't figure it out himself. The Holy Spirit highlighted it. And the guy got healed. But he knew God could heal. Well, sure, he was the Apostle Paul. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that knocked Saul off his horse, is working mightily in you. You understand? Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome to my life. We need to stir up the purpose of our life. We are transmitters of the power of God. There's nothing in our life that's more important than that. I'm not telling you got to go out and talk to the trees, but maybe, maybe talk to a tree. Jesus talked to a tree once. He killed it. But what I'm saying is that we need to be available to the Holy Spirit. And if we're available to the Holy Spirit, then we're going to welcome the Holy Spirit. We'll understand that we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a translator. We can say one thing and He can turn it into something else for somebody else. But we are His representatives. But that's a good thing. That's an exciting thing. That person that you've talked to 50 times and you don't want to talk to again about it, that's the person that's just about ready, maybe. Who knows? If somebody comes to your mind and your thought is, they will never, that's not God. That's like the Holy Spirit saying, that's one to think about. That's one to pray. I don't know. You see, there's so much that the Holy Spirit is wanting to do. There's so much. We've got to welcome Him. We've got to remember His importance. It doesn't matter if whole groups of people think that we ought to keep Him out of things. and yet they say that he's there, you know? That's sort of like, you know, me coming up here this morning and saying, you know, the president flew into the airport out here and came to our house for dinner last night. Well, maybe he didn't, but we prayed for him. You know, but it's the same thing. If some people say, well, we know the Holy Spirit's here. Have you welcomed him? Have you let him know how much you appreciate all that he does? Have you let him do anything? Welcome, Holy Spirit. See, the Amplified says, do not quench. Don't subdue. Don't be unresponsive to the working and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In other words, when the Holy Spirit leaks out of you, you don't have to subdue it, and tackle it, and keep it from scoring. You don't have to apologize for having the power of God in you. Stir up the gift that's within you. We need to be stirred up. I need to be stirred up. You need to be stirred up. The whole wide world needs to be stirred up. I mean, we can look at the news and say, my goodness, things are awful. We can recognize that, can't we? We can recognize, you know, and we can think of some pretty good things that God could do to some of those people to straighten them out. Because we are receptive. Because we can see. So why can't we see what God wants us to do? Why can't we recognize? You know, they say you can't fix stupid. That's true, but God can. Living proof standing in front of you. And sometimes I'm thinking with my brain instead of God's brain. And then I'm reminded, God, I wasn't too far, so these people aren't either. Because they're for the grace of God. There go I. Reality sets in. It's good sometimes for us to let reality set in. I need God. It isn't that I needed God. It's that I need God. It isn't that I needed the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. I need to be needy for the important thing. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Jesus said you'd lead me into all truth. I need to respond to the Word of God. I need to respond to it and let it dwell in me richly. Let's let it dwell in us richly. Then the Holy Ghost will set your feet to dancing. He'll fill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet to dancing. And set your heart a dancing too. Lord, draw us into dancing hearts. Remind us not only of the joy set before us, but the joy that we've experienced, of the joy of knowing you. Remind us always of the most important thing, and that's you and your truth and your way and your life. Thank you, Lord, for coming, being present. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for just for doing more than we know right now. We just ask you to grow this up in us. In Jesus' name.